Okay, we are up to Perachaf in Shmuelachim Beis, Perachaf, towards the end of the Sefer, and we have this discussion here of Chizkiyahu on his deathbed, which turns out not to be his deathbed. The Perach starts off by saying that on that day, we'll see when that day was, Chizkiyahu was sick, and Yeshayahu ben Amoz comes to him. As we mentioned, Yeshayahu was the Navi through all of these Nevi'im, Yotam and Achaz and Chizkiyahu and Menashe. He is the parallel Navi at this time. And he says to Chizkiyahu, you know, give your last wishes to your family because you are going to die. Doesn't say in the Psukim why. Vayasev espanav alakir, he turns to the wall, he starts davening to Hashem, and he says, Scharna, please remember everything that I've done for you. I've always tried to do the, he's one of the best kings, as we know, and he cries. Yeshayahu is walking out, and right as he's walking out, he is told by Hashem through Nevuah, go back to Chizkiyahu and tell him that his tefillah has been accepted. Shamati es tefillasecha, I've heard your tefillah, I've seen your dima'ot, I've seen your tears, and I will heal you on day 3, and I will give you an extra 15 years of your life. I will save you from the king of Ashur, and I will protect the city. Yeshayahu goes back, he takes a group of te'inim, of figs, he puts it on the wounds of Chizkiyahu, and Chizkiyahu lives. Chizkiyahu turns to Yeshayahu and says, do you have an os? Do you have an os for me that I'm going to really live? Unusual. Why is he asking for an os? Maybe he just said he was going to die, but now he just healed him. Yeshayahu says, yes, this is the os. The os is an amazing miracle takes place. You see the sundial? What do you want me to do? Asks Yeshayahu to Chizkiyahu. Do you want me to make the sun go 10 hours forward or 10 hours back? Says the Chizkiyahu, well, 10 hours back is a bigger nace. So do that. That's what he does. He makes it go 10 hours back, 10 degrees back, and that is the sign that Chizkiyahu knows that he is going to live. At that time, maybe as a reaction to that miracle, the whole world realized that it became morning again, even though it was afternoon. The king, the neighboring king, Merodach Baladan ben Baladan, the king of Bavel, comes to Chizkiyahu, sends to Chizkiyahu, and he hears about this amazing miracle, and somehow they come, and Chizkiyahu opens up all the treasure houses and shows all the jewelry and the gold and the silver. They probably asked for this, it seems. And he showed, and he took the credit for himself, so to speak. And lo haya davar, there was nothing that Chizkiyahu did not show them. Yeshayahu comes back to Chizkiyahu and says, Chizkiyahu, who are these people? Chizkiyahu said they've come from a faraway land. What do they want? What do you show them? I showed them everything. Yeshayahu says, oy, Chizkiyahu, you showed them everything. Let me tell you, these people, Babel, are going to come in a number of years and they're going to take everything. Everything that you showed them and your descendants, they're going to take as avadim. Chizkiyahu accepts it. Why did Chizkiyahu do this? We'll have to see. Tov dvar Hashem, but Chizkiyahu accepts it. And the end of the parak says that he had many other accomplishments discussed in Divrei Hayamim and in Yeshayahu. And Chizkiyahu dies and he's buried with David and Shlomo, and his son Menashe takes over. Okay, now let's talk about the beginning of the parak. There are many, many chazals that talk about psukim in this parak, so let's go one by one and see how much that we can accomplish. By Yamim Ahim in those days, when was this, did this story take place? When was Chizkiyahu sick? So if you look in the Rashi says this was before the end of the previous parak. This was before the miracle with Sancheriv and all of the 185,000 soldiers being killed overnight by the Malach Hashem. This was 3 days before. So on the day that Chizkiyahu got better, 3 days later, that was really the day that the amazing miracle took place. The Pirkei Avot Rabbi Elazar points out that what's the emphasis of Bayam Mahim on in those days? This was the first time that something like this happened. What do you mean something like this? Pirkei Avot Rabbi Elazar discusses in Perek Nun Beis, seven moftim, shiva dvarim moftim nivru ba'olam, shalohaya kamosan, seven miracles. There was nobody ever saved from the Kivshon HaEish until Avram Avinu was saved, number one. Number two, there was never, there was never a woman who had a baby 90 years old until Sarai Menu had a baby at 90 years old. And it goes through many of the miracles. Number four, there was never anybody who was sick. Right, that we've mentioned in the past, Yaakov Avinu davened, I want to be sick, so that he could know that his end is near, and he can be mitzvah, everything he wants. That's where sneezing came from. It used to be, a person sneezed, they died. Mofi Chamishi, right, there was never a time when the Me'ayam was Nefach Li'abasha. Mofi Shishi, that there was never a time that the sun and the moon and all the mazalah stopped until Yoshua. did the Melchama with Yisrael. The Gemara says Moshe did it also, but that's not in the Psukim. And then here, Mofe Shvi, Miyom Shenivru Shemayim Vaaretz, Lo Haya Adam Chole V'Yichya Mecholyo. No one was sick and lived from the sickness. The Pasha says, no one was deathly ill and was made better. Ad Shabach Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda V'Chala V'Haya. Shnei Amar, Bayam Mahim, Chala Chizkiyo Lamus, as the Pirkei de Rabbi says, on that day he was going to die. And after Yisrael comes to him, he davens, and he has 15 years added on to his life, and the sign that it was showed, and all the Malachi Haaretz were metame about the sign. The whole story is told there in the Pirkei Derev Elazar. So that's the first two words. Bayim Lahim. Chalach is Yal Lamus. Vayavo Elav Yisrael ben Amos HaNavi Vayomer Elav. Ko Amar Hashem Sav LeBeischa. Go command your house. Ki Meis Atav Eloticha. You will die. You will not live. You will not live. So what's the double lashon? Kibeis atav alotichya. So the Gemara in Brachas, many are familiar. You're going to die in this world, and you're not going to live even in the next world. What was so terrible? We've been talking about the past couple of prakim. Chizkiyo was unbelievable. There was nobody like Chizkiyo since the days of David and Shlomo. So what was so terrible? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud that he decided not to fulfill the mitzvah of Puruvu. I'm not doing it. Why? Because I see Baruch HaKodesh that I'm going to have a terrible son, a big Rasha. He's going to bring Avodah Zarah in. It's going to be terrible, Menashe. And therefore, I'm not interested in bringing such a son into the world. And that's the conversation that takes place in the Gemara that is not recorded in the text. What happens? There was a discussion about Yeshayo and Chizkiyo had to meet with each other. We're not going to go into that now. Neither of them wanted to come. So Chizkiyo is made sick. Yeshayo comes and says this, Meisata Ba'olam Hazeh V'lotechi Olam Haba. Amarle my kulihai, what did I do? Amarle mishum de lo asakta v'piri v'rivya, because you are no sick in puravu. Amarle mishum de chazoyli baruch hakodesh de nafki minay banin de lo malu. I see I'm going to have terrible kids, Menashe. Amarle, Yishayo responds with the famous five words, Bahadi kafshi rachman alamalach. With the hidden things of God, that's not your business. It's not your business. My demifkedis iboy lachalamevid. What you are commanded to do, you have to do. Umadenichei kamikutcher brichu levid. And what Hashem says to be done, okay, he'll do, meaning it's out of your control. You have to do the mitzvah, period. And then he continues and says, okay, fine, give me your daughter. Maybe the Chizkiyo asks Yishayo, and Yishayo says, no, the Gzeir is already said. And he says, Kalei nevoas chavetzei, Yishayo, stop it! Never say that. Afilu cherev chadim unachas al savar shel adam. Even if the sword is on a person's neck, al yiman atzav unarachamim, you could always change the Gzeiras. So that is the great conversation that takes place between Yishayo and Chizkiyo. There's a lot said about this this Gemara. The Briska Rav and Parshas Toldos emphasizes the reason that the emphasis that Yishayahu was saying was keep my demifkedis. You are commanded. So if somebody is mitzuvah in a mitzvah, you can't have cheshbonos. You can't have cheshbonos. Rivka Imenu, he discusses this in Parshas Toldos. Rivka Imenu was upset or was went and was wondering lamazah nochi. What's with this pregnancy? I'm not mitzuvah in puravu, and therefore, what did I get myself into? I have so much pain. But you, in this case, says Yishayahu to Chizkiyo, you have a choice. It's a beautiful discussion in the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Aleph Perech Chav Beis, where he talks about Chizkiyo here. And he says, Im kol zeh, Yishayahu comes and says that he's not doing something wrong. Why? Because when it comes to mitzvahs, we can't use defenses and excuses based on Tamei HaMitzvahs. V'lo ho'il lo kol otzem tzidkosav hanoraim lahavio l'chayi ha'olam haba b'shvil shesavar lihipater mi-mitzvah achas mitaras Moshe. Ki Tamei mitzvahs atachlisam lo nizgalu adayin l'shem adam ba'olam af l'moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. With Tamei HaMitzvahs, those are extras. We have mitzvos since the days of Chazal. We can't add on any mitzvos. We just have to keep the mitzvos and do the mitzvos and not to have cheshbonos about them. That is all pshat one of why he is being punished here, because he decided not to have a revu because of his Russia child. The Mishpat Zav says it's not just this personal sin. It was just this whole attitude. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish him in this way, then there could be an attitude of others following him. Of, you know, I'm not going to do this mitzvah because of this, because of that. It was the Pandora's box that would have been open, and that's what was needed to be punished. Number one. Number two, the Abar Benel has another pshat, which is, you know what the great Avla was? Not personally that he wasn't having a son, but he was stopping Malchus Beis David. He was the next king. So if he didn't have any kids, that's it. David HaMelech's done. That's what was so bad. Right? He's destroying. That's why he would lose his Olam Haba. Also, because he's destroying Malchus Beis David. Right? That was reason, not just personally, he wasn't having a child. And finally, the third is an idea that we have been meramis to the past couple of shiurim, and that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it's also the Yalkut, that, and this is assuming, not like we just said, that this story occurred after the victory and after the nace of Sancherev. Maybe it says the Yalkut, says the Gemara, he didn't say Shira. He didn't say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the amazing miracle, and therefore he was being punished. Why didn't he say Shira? That's the $25,000 question on the Gemara. Why didn't he say Shira? So the Sfasemes and other Rebbe say, maybe Chizkiyah was on such a level that Nes and Teva were the same to him. Just like he recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of Nes, so to Teva. So what should I say Shira for? I don't say Shira for waking up in the morning, but the problem was that everybody else needed to be inspired and use this unbelievable miracle. So for these various suggestions and others, he was deathly ill. So what happens? Vayasev is panav alakir. He turns his face to the wall. What's the wall? The Gemara in Brachah is there. You know, a base has tupshatim. Does it mean literally the wall? Does it mean mikiros libo? He reaches into the depths of his heart. Or the Radak also quotes the Targum lakosel base makdasha. He davens in the base hamigdash. Either way, he davens his heart out. Vayis palel al Hashem lemor. And he davens and he says, Ana Hashem, Zacharna, Isajar Salakti Lefanecha. Remember, Bemez, Uvalev of Shalem, Fatah Benecha Sisi, I've done everything. What more could I do? And he quotes a number of his schuyos. The Gemara in Brachas, you know, says, maybe he should have quoted schus avos also, but he quotes, Fatah Benecha Sisi, I've done good. What does it mean, I've done good? What is he referring to? So the Gemara there has two different shatim. Amr of Yehuda Marav, She Samach Geula Letfila. Amazing. Smichas Geula Letfila, that's enough to. Man, that's why this Gemara is there in Brachas. That's enough to tip the scales that he shall live. Samach Geula Tefila. Okay? Rabbi Levi Amar, Shagonaz Sefer Refuos. As we mentioned, three things that Chizkiyo did that Chazal were very happy with, and three not. One of them was Gonaz Sefer Refuos, that they were happy. He put away the Book of Medicines. So, we mentioned there was Machlokas Rashi Rambam. What does that mean? One of the pshatim is, though, that people were so focused on the medicine, they were forgetting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in charge. And with all the medicines in the world, not that they were wrong medicines, but even if they were right medicines, we have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael. There is a beautiful halacha that not everybody is aware of, or not everybody is makbid about, but it's in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's in the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says in the end of Siman Reish Lamed, in Aruch Chaim, that when somebody bloodlets, which was medicine in the olden days, they should say, Yehi Ratzon, Yeratzon Lefanecha Hashem Alokai, Sheye Esek Zelilu Refua, Ki Rofe Chinamata. That's what we should say before we bloodlet. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hu Adin Bechol Midi D'Refua, quoting from the Magen Avram, Any mevrua yomar ze, say this before you take medicine. V'lo yachshov shetia eze davar lo refua ela al yedei habori yisbarach shemo. V'lachena de tefila zu, imagine, we would have a different outlook on life if we do this. Through this tefila yasim bitchono bo v'yivakesh bimenu shetia lo lirefua. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So that's what happened here. He was going to say for refuos. That's one of the allusions. V'ato benecha sisi v'yev chizkiyo bechi gadol. So he cries and he davens. And Hashem listens. There's many, many pages written on that Gemara and the conversations between Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu, but we just mentioned a couple of points. Yeshayahu didn't get out of the chatzar yet. Dvar Hashem comes to him right then. Dvar Hashem Ayalav Lemar. Shuv Yamadil Chizkiyahu. Go back to Chizkiyahu Nigid Ami, the leader of my people. Ko Amar Hashem Elokei David Avicha. David, the God of your forefather David, says, Shamati es tfilasecha. Maybe it's bischus David. Ra'isi es demasecha. Interesting. I've heard your tfilos. I've seen your tears. They're both powerful. The tfilos and the tears. Hineni rofeilach biyom shlishi tale beit Hashem. You'll be healed by the third day. You'll be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash. You'll be able to get out of bed. Vahosafti al yamecha chamesh esrei shana. You will have 15 extra years added on to your life. No more than that, the Mefarshim explained, because then he would have seen Menashe go off to Tar Basra, right, like Avraham Avinu and Esav, Rashi quotes in Brachos, but he says, 15 years of your life, I will add on. There's another fascinating machlokas in Yevamos, and of Nun of an Aleph, right on top. What does it mean, I will add on 15 years? This is a machlokas. It's a major hashkafic, philosophical machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether a person has a certain amount of years to live and he can be nitosev and have years added on to that, or a person has a certain amount of years and he can just lose. And the machlokas is, how do you understand these 15 years? Was he supposed to live with those 15 years and he lost it because he did the Aveira? And now he's getting it back? Or no, he was supposed to live this amount, but then Scharva Onish, but now he's going to get an extra 15 years. Wasn't he Tosef Mishelo or not? Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim, with obviously many ramifications in terms of Allah and Ashkafas. That's what this pasuk is. Vosati Yamecha Chameshes Veshana, Umikath Eretz Ashur Atzilcha, and I will save you from the king of Ashur. This is why some suggest that this happened before the previous miracle of the previous parak, because he wasn't saved yet from the king of Ashur. Thesi Razos, Viganosi Ale Razos, Loma Ani Loman David Avdi, and I will protect this city for you, for me, and for David. And Yishayahu then says, Kachu develas te'enin, take us some figs, vayichu, vayasimu alashchin, put it on the boils, vayechi. Rashi points out that this was a nes betoch nes. Usually putting figs onto boils makes it worse, and makes it, even more infected. And here it was a miracle. Why should it work? And it worked the opposite thing that should work. It was a nes betoch nes. Chizkiyahu says to Yishayahu, Ma'os ki yirpa Hashem li, what's the sign? You have a sign for me. A sign? He has tremendous bitachon. What kind of sign is he asking for? So the Mefarshim explained, because Yishayahu already gave him a nevuah just now. Mesa tavalotichya, and it was a double nevuah. It wasn't just one nevuah. And that's why he was nervous. So Yishayahu, maybe he thought also that he was just doing that to comfort him, but because he was a Navi, he could also perform Nisim, but it wasn't something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yishayahu does an unbelievable miracle. Zelachos beis Hashem, okay, here's the nes. You see the shade on the sundial, im yashav eser malos. The shade. So what do you want me to do? Push back 10, and Rashi explains, 10 hours or forward 10 hours? And Chizkiyahu says, nakel latzel lintos eser malos. To stay where it is, and not move for 10 hours, that's somewhat easier. So I want the other one. Ki yashav atzel acharanis eser malos. Make it the morning. It was the afternoon. Make it the morning again. And that's exactly what happens. Vayikri Yishayahu anavi al Hashem. On the sundial that Achaz, his father, had made, it went back 10. And the Rashi quotes here the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadivav, which we mentioned earlier, that when Achaz died, we know that the sun set quickly that day. Why? Because Hashem didn't want him to have the covet Achron, and therefore it was Niskatzer. So those 10 hours that it set, quickly there, come back here. Everything is always balanced, and there are 10 extra hours here. The Barbanel says there's a deeper idea here, and that is going 10 hours back means life, getting more light, right? Not darkness and being dark for longer, because that can symbolize a waning and ebbing, but going back, it's the morning again. Interesting that we'll read the next pasuk, and then we'll see the Rashi. So at that moment, what? When all the nations of the world and all the surrounding kings saw what happened. What do you mean? This king that came, and Rashi quotes the Medrash, that he always used to take a nap in midday. He woke up, and he sees it's the morning. He starts screaming at his servants, what, you let me sleep the whole night, then the next morning, what's going on here? They said, no, there was a miracle, it's the morning again. They said, really? That's why he sent to Chizkiyahu and Am Yisrael to find out what is going on here. In what schus did you change this? So that's what happened here. Melech Bavel, Svarim, Minchal Chizkiyahu, Kishama Kichal Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu, he heard that Chizkiyahu was sick. Vayishma Alehem Chizkiyahu, Vayarim, and Chizkiyahu hears and shows them. All of a sudden he shows them. Pashas, they asked for it. Why would he show them without thinking? But he showed them. Veshem Anatov, Ezbez Caleb, he shows everything in the Otsaros. Lohaya Davar, there was nothing. Ashalohem Chizkiyahu. There was nothing he didn't show them. Question is, what's going on here? Why did he do this? So the Radak and others say that it went to his head. Even Chizkiyahu, rather, he should have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. But instead, he thought that the miracle happened for himself personally, and therefore he's like, wow, let me show you. Showed him more covet and more covet. And the Mishmat Zozov even says that, what does it mean, Lohaya Davar? There was nothing that he didn't show. Rashi quotes, even the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim. Even the Luchos. How do you show that? So says the Mishmat Zozov, maybe they asked, in what schus is this? So he says, because of the covet HaTorah that I brought. Maybe a little bit of it broke up, which is still very difficult, right? Maybe kuchuta saira, Hashem is bedaktik im tzadikim, because after all, he did bring back Torah. But at this point, maybe he shouldn't have acted in this way. So he even showed that this chus this Torah, and that's why he showed him the inside of the Aron and the Kodesh Kodashim. There's a very important Malbim. There's no Malbim on this parak here, but if you look in Yeshayahu, in Parak Lamites, where this story, same exact story is discussed, Ba'isahi Shalach Marodach Baladon, as we mentioned, Yeshayahu and Divrei Hayamim, they have parallel versions of these stories, but Hashem will get to at some point. So in the Malbim's commentary there in Parak Lamites, he says, you know what the problem was here, and why there was such an Onesh, and the Gemara says that Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach. At this moment in time, all of a sudden, the nations see this miracle. They're like, whoa, they're blown away. So they start coming, and they were ready to be inspired, and they could have been brought under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wing if Chizkiyahu would have told them this nace happened for Am Yisrael. But instead, he said the nace happened for me. That was the problem. He had the chance to be Mashiach, and instead he was just a great, righteous king, but he wasn't Mashiach. He did not inspire the masses, and he didn't inspire all the other nations. Says the Malbim, that was the tragic mistake that occurred at this time. And again, it was the final straw. It wasn't just him. The Abarbanel says there were many earlier Chatam that took place, but Chizkiyahu was the protection on it. But now, once Chizkiyahu loses that protection, so then the pathway to the Churban is opened up. So what happens here, so let's continue back to the Psukim. Yeshayahu Anavi comes and says to Chizkiyahu, Ma Amran Hashem Ha'Ela, who are these people? Me'ayin Yavo Elecha? Where'd they come from? Right, and he said they came from far away, Vachulu. Rashi quotes an amazing medrash. There were three people that Hashem said this to. Oh, what's going on? To Kayin, right? Hashem came, Nichnas Bidvarav. To Bilam, where are you going? And to Chizkiyahu, right here. Each one of them should have responded differently. Rashi says, Hayel Olahashiv Lishayahu, Ata Nevi'o Shel Makom, Ata Shoal Olah, you know the answer. But instead he didn't. So Yeshayahu says to him, Hine yamin ba'im v'nisa kol Hashem b'meisecha. Everything is going to be carried away. Lo yivaser davar Hashem. Nothing is going to be left from your children. They're going to be carried to Bavel. And Chizkiyahu, at that moment, realizes what he did wrong and he accepts it. Tov dvar Hashem asher dibarta. I don't really accept it, but it's good. Everything is part of the divine plan. And the end of the parak ends off. Chizkiyahu takes leave of history. V'yavo, after, there's a lot more that he did mentioned in other svarim, but everything he did is written elsewhere. Vayishkav Chizkiyahu Mavosav. Chizkiyahu dies. The Gemara at the end of the first parak in Baba Kama discusses they did a kavod gadol when he died. They brought a sefer Torah. They set up a yeshiva where he lived. A lot was done. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was given the proper kavod when he died. Maybe in contrast to the Achaz, right, that made the kind that he didn't get the proper kavod because he didn't deserve it. Vayimloch Menashe benotachtov and Menashe, the long, ruthless, wicked kingdom of Menashe, takes over. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with that here in Perek Chaf Aleph.